Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Her Majesty's Christmas plans may be disrupted because of the new rule of six. The Mirror explains the new rules put in place to help control COVID. If you meet up with more than five friends or family members anywhere indoors or outdoors, you could be dispersed by police or face a £100 fine. However, there are exemptions for workplaces, schools, unis, places of worship, and more. And pubs and restaurants can have more than six customers in total. People must just be split off into small groups. That's all. A source told the Mail on Sunday, any sort of church attendance on Christmas Day is highly unlikely under the current guidelines. There is no desire to create crowds, and over the years, the Royals' walk to church has become more and more popular. It is now something of an event, so this year will need to be looked at very carefully. Perhaps it could be ticketed, as the church does stand on private land, but there could be no interaction. The Royals do not want to encourage crowds. Buckingham Palace said via a statement, the plans for Christmas have not been discussed, but any activities were taken into account the relevant advice and guidance at the time. Via the Sun, Prince Andrew will be, quote, airbrushed from the celebrations of Prince Philip's 100th birthday. Andrew will not be invited to major celebrations, and organizers have been told to avoid pictures of him in a photo exhibition. Prince Philip's team has also vetoed Andrew, one of his four children, from writing the introduction to the exhibition program over his links with billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. An insider said there is a warning from up high to play down Andrew. He will be included as little as possible. It's not whitewashing history because you can't leave him out entirely, but it will not make a big deal of his relationship with the Duke of Edinburgh over the years. This is obviously proving difficult because he is his son and it's playing down his role in the family. Philip will turn 100 in June. So what's the best fashion accessory? According to Meghan Markle, it is confidence. Harper's Bazaar reports that while Meghan celebrated the first anniversary of the launch of the Smart Set, a capsule collection of workwear aimed at supporting women rejoining the workforce, she spoke with three Smart Work clients saying, people can say so much of Smart Works is about the clothes themselves, but it's really not. All of that stuff is the exterior, but it's what it does for you on the inside that ends up being the best accessory. It's the confidence. It's what is built within. That is the piece that you walk out of that room with and walk into the interview with. If you're waiting on season 17 of The Crown, focusing on Harry and Meghan, you're out of luck. Creator Peter Morgan says he will not include Harry and Meghan because of his 20-year rule, which he enforces to allow distance from the stories. Meghan and Harry are in the middle of their journey, and I don't know what their journey is or how it will end, he told The Hollywood Reporter. One wishes some happiness, but I'm much more comfortable writing about things that happened at least 20 years ago. I sort of have it in my head, a 20-year rule, that is enough time and enough distance to really understand something, to understand its role, to understand its position, and to understand its relevance. I don't know where in the scheme of things Prince Andrew, or indeed Meghan Markle, or Harry will ever appear. My thanks to John McDermott for appearing here. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.